Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. My name is Sean Montatsky. You are listening to Sean Mons Mons on Monday, I guess you could say that. We're going to start you guys off with a little PSA. We're going to get right into the music. We have a lot of amazing things to play for you guys.
Are those early morning classes starting to feel like a marathon? Did Dodge strike again, towing your car when you least expected it? We get it, and we're here to listen. Whether it's academic stress, relationship issues, or just a bout of loneliness, Lean On Me College Park is here for you. Our supporters are fellow students trained in mental health support to help you through life's ups and downs. You can text our free and anonymous line anytime from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week at 301-494-8808. You can also follow us at leanonme_CP for updates and resources. Again, our number is 301-494-8808. We hope you'll let us be a shoulder for you to lean on.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Sean Mons Mons with DJ Sean Mon. What a beautiful day. This is actually my first episode on FM. I am so excited to share this with you guys. For those who are new to the show, the concept is we like to look at the hypothetical music scenes of Pokemon towns. Yes, I know it is a very niche kind of subject. However, today we're going to take a rare break from that theme and just go and kind of go over some stuff I've been listening to over the break because we kind of missed that because I have a lot of cool things to show you. We're going to start off with the great old Rufus Wainwright. This is I Don't Know What It Is. Everyone, enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, that was I Don't Know What It Is by Rufus Wainwright. So anyone who knows me, I'm a huge Cameron Winter, Geese fan. By the way, they performed on Saturday Night Live last weekend. Great set, by the way. Trinidad was amazing. But I remember seeing like the discourse with like, you know, Cameron Winter and Geese. And the act who opened for them, Dove Ellis, they were like, they got so big, they sound just like Rufus Wainwright. Do any of these kids know, like, Rufus Wainwright? And I'm like, I know Rufus Wainwright, which means I didn't actually really listen to his stuff. But now I did, and I really do enjoy it, and I see a lot of the influence. And I feel like, yeah, it kind of have a good point. We don't really talk about, like, this album as a whole, the album Want One, which actually was the first new album I discovered in the year 2026, which is fantastic. Anyways, on to our next song, The Lemon Twigs with Corner of My Eye. My bad, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. Gentlemen, that was Corner of My Eye by the Lemon Twigs. I want to apologize for that thing earlier. I know Bob Ross says that there are no mistakes, only happy accidents. But that accident was not so happy. Anyways, I have a lot of stuff to show you guys, so I'm going to try and like keep it down on the descriptions and stuff like that. But I recently reminded that the Lemon Twigs existed, and now Everything Harmony has been in my constant rotation. I love them so much. Really great throwback, soft rock, kind of pop tunes. Our next song is called Samba de la Rosa, which is a, I don't like to admit that I get a lot of my music from like Instagram Reels recommendations. However, this one was too good to pass up. It is a fusion between like Italian singer-songwriter or Ornella Vanoni. I can't speak Italian, so don't quote me on that. And two Brazilian and some other Brazilian musicians. And they made like a bossa nova record that where they sang in Italian. Very, very interesting fusion of cultures, which I'm always down and always open for showing out to the world. I could have phrased that better. It's okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is Samba de la Rosa.
Rosa da vedere,
rosa da sognare,
rosa da volere,
rosa da strappare,
rosa da vestire,
rosa da spogliare,
rosa da capire
e da perdonare, rosa da servire
e da imprigionare,
rosa da impazzire,
rosa da implorare, da ritrovare, e se c'è una rosa donna di più.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Samba de la Rosa by Ornella Vanoni and some other Brazilian musicians. That's not the name. I just... anyways, so if anyone knows me, I'm a huge city pop fan. And there's this one really famous city pop Japanese jazz fusion artist named Jiro Inagaki. And Jiro Inagaki, whenever he releases an album, this is followed by this band called Soul Media. So it's Jiro Inagaki and Soul Media. Now, Soul Media also really has one of their own albums called Memory Lane. It is a mix of like what the band does as well as like some other collab vocalists, which are very, very amazing, beautifully crafted works of art, dare I say. But we're going to go into a title track. This song is called Memory Lane by Soul Media and Singers 3. Everyone, enjoy and kick back and relax. Have some fun. Groove a little, even, if you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do. and gentlemen, that was Soul Media, Singers 3, Memory Lane. It's so whimsical and also, like, groovy when it needs to be. But it's honestly, like, kind of like, dare I say, the best parts. Anyways, so if there's one artist I was really keeping up with, or just, like, really diving deep down during winter break, it had to be Jamiroquai. I only got one record over break, and it was Return of the Space Cowboy by Jamiroquai. And it is probably one of the only, besides in Daft Punk, but, like, in a very serious note, I would describe as, like, funky fresh, because Jamiroquai is probably one of the most funky, fresh, he's so entertaining, or, like, they're so entertaining. Jamiroquai is the band. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Stillness and Time, Jamiroquai. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed Stillness and Time by Jamiroquai, the most funky, fresh, white guys. I think they're white. I don't know. Most funky, fresh guys in the world, at least in the 90s. So if you guys know anything about me, like I said before, I'm a huge city pop, Japanese jazz guy. And there's one album that, like, I've definitely needed to check out that I haven't really listened to. It's Magical by Junko Ohashi. And I know the song Telephone, which is such a great song, but I listened to the thing in full. Banger after banger, front to back. My goodness. It's like one of those things where you have to, like, hear to believe. Because one of my favorite other city pop, like, legends is Henri. And the one thing I love about Henri is how just, like, carefree, kind of dancey, kind of, like, just groovy her material is, specifically Timely. Timely is a 10 out of 10 album, in case you guys haven't heard that, which I highly recommend it. Anyways, back to Junko. This song is called Perfume. It is amazing. Enjoy. Dance. Groove out. Have a good time, at the very least. And yeah, this is Perfume by Junko Ohashi.
いつかの夜。
That was Perfume by Junko Ohashi. Now we're going to take... Now that was kind of like a chill section of our show, today, dare I say. Now we're going to get a bit into a little bit more aggressive territory. And what is more aggressive and hard-hitting and rebellious and chaotic than Phish? No, Phish is not any of those things. But I did get into Phish over break. I just became the worst man you have ever talked to in your entire life. That being said, Phish is kind of freaking awesome. I feel like I always consider myself spiritually a fan of jam bands. Like, I'm a fan of Goose, particularly their album that they dropped last year, Chain Your Dragon. And I know there are a lot of people in the Goose versus Geese debate. I like Geese more, but Goose also has some funky fresh bangers. And I feel like if I like Goose, I might as well try to get into Phish. And during my Phish journey, I came across this song. And it is probably one of the best guitar solos I've heard in a while. And mainly probably doesn't have to do with solo itself, but just the harmonies around it, like with the chords themselves. And I know there are some people who may or may not be listening, who possibly hate Phish with their entire soul. And honestly, I get it. I was like that for the longest time. But just hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Horn by Phish. All right? Lock in. Thank you. That was Horn by Phish, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that solo just so awesome? It was so good. It was so, so, so good. It was really good. It was really good. I wish I could put in some more adequate terminology, but my goodness, everyone, give Phish a chance. Phish is always great for your daily protein intake, whether it starts with an F or a PH. Just a little helpful little reminder. Anyways, now we're actually going to get into the hard-hitting kind of material. We're going to start off with a song that I listened to during final season, or I'd say it's pretty adequate to how I've been feeling during that time. But this is Brotherly Love by Half Heart. Hey, rock out, everyone. Have a good time. Start a pit, even if you're listening in your car. Just like, heck yeah, dude. Rock out, man. That was Brotherly Love by Have Heart. Ah, such a banger. Oh, my goodness. That whole album is amazing. Now, our next song, ladies and gentlemen. So, remember how the Jamiroquai were like the funkiest, freshest boys, at least in like the 90s. This is a runner-up, or at least more towards like the dance punk kind of end. Well, this isn't in the 90s. It's probably like 80s, I believe. Yeah, 80s, 70s, 80s. I believe so. It's not the 90s. So not competing with Jamiroquai. That's what I'm saying. But they're still very funky, still very eclectic, but they have a much more punky edge. Again, I found this through Instagram Reels again, of finding like dance punk hits. And the thing with dance punk is every time I hear it, it's like, it doesn't really feel punky nor really danceable per se. It feels more like post-punk, which is still cool, don't get me wrong, but it's kind of like cancels us out of being both funky and danceable. But this song, oh, wow. It is, like, it makes me bust a move and like, run through a wall at the same time. I don't know what it is. It's like a slap bass. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Anyways, I'm rambling, and I still have more stuff to play for you guys, and we're short on time. No, we're not. You can make the most of it. Anyways, this is Hungry, So Angry by Medium Medium. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. All right, that was Hungry, So Angry by Medium Medium. Ugh. That bass line, though. That bass line. Ugh. It packs a punch. Which is honestly what you really need if you're going to play, like, dance punk. If you want to make people dance and run through a wall simultaneously, that bass tone needs to be on point. My opinion, anyways. Next song. So, you guys like cake? The food in the band. I'm trying to cut down on calories, so maybe not the food, but the band is amazing. So Fashion Nugget was one of my favorite albums when I was in high school, and I gave it a re-listen, I think because one of the songs came up during, like, my personal station I was listening to Apple Music. And I just forgot how good that album is. It has this really interesting, eclectic sense of sarcasm, at least the vocal delivery, that like you can only really pull off in that zeitgeist of the 90s. That album as a whole is fantastic, with hits like Going the Distance and the honestly, their much better cover of I Will Survive, better than Gloria Gaynor. Hot take. Maybe not. I'd say so, but it is much better. Take my advice on it. Anyways, we're going to play a song for that album. This song is called It's Coming Down. This is It's Coming Down by Cake. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good time. That was It's Coming Down by Cake. In case you missed that title, they said it quite a bit, so it's kind of easy to miss. Anyways, this next song, I rediscovered one of my favorite lead singers ever. His name is Mike Patton. And so he does a bunch of crazy different side projects, and I'd love to dive deep into them more, but we have some stuff I need to play for you guys. Unfortunately, I gotta get my priorities straight. What? Okay. Anyways, but they're celebrating the 20th Ipecac Records, or at least this album, Tomahawk by Tomahawk, or Tomahawk self-titled, is celebrating, I believe, their 25th anniversary in 2026. I feel old, and I wasn't even, and I'm only 21. I wasn't even born in 2001, man. I already feel old. Anyways, I'm venting right now. This is God Hates a Coward by Tomahawk. Everyone, lock in. That was God Hates a Coward by Tomahawk, ladies and gentlemen. It's only 3 minutes, but it packs an amazing punch. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're on to our last song of today. Oh, my God. This is an episode for the books. This is our first episode on FM and our first episode of the entire season as a whole. And I'm very thankful for all of you tuning in, listening in, whether you have tune in earlier and maybe left, or just like listen to me, or just like listening to me talk. I'm flattered, but anyways, I appreciate all of you guys, and we're gonna go back to our Pokemon city exploration with the one and only, let me pull up my schedule, I'm so sorry, I'm unprepared for this moment. We are listening to, oh my God. Oh my goodness. Verbank City. Oh, that's going to be good. That's a lot of sludge, a lot of punk, a lot of great stuff. As if we didn't play any of great stuff today, but we're going to play a lot more next week. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down to our last song. This is Cotton Candy Clouds by Ringo Death Star. Enjoy.
Yeah. come.